There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're all about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell. I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Picking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, have a glass of raw milk. Yes. Yes, David Gumpert is back. He's got a new book. We'll be talking to him about that. Raw and real is the way we like it. Also, three reasons people are getting cancer, according to a medical doctor. We might have something to say about that. Neil Young boycotts Starbucks. Yes, another Neil. Yeah, we like the Neils today. Not Neil Sedaka, although I know some of our listeners like Neil Sedaka.
Oh, come on.
Right.
What is it with the Neils, man? Neil Sedaka?
Yeah.
That's another one. I could probably go the rest of my life and die with a smile on my face if I don't hear another Neil Sedaka song.
What was his big song? He had, like, one that everybody used to know.
God. I'll look it up.
It wasn't like the captain and Tennille, that captain guy, his name wasn't Neil, was it? Just in case.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Because, you know, there is sort of a Neil in there. Tennille, captain and Tennille. So it's kind of all in that realm. Anyway, let's see. What do we got? McDonald's hiring a press secretary. You know what? Open with this alert. Supplement threat alert. Guess what? Dick Durbin strikes again. The National Defense Authorization Act, remember NDAA, we've covered that almost yearly because there's always some kind of sneaky provision they want to throw in there to take away your rights or to rendition you, you know, from Kansas to Missouri or something like that. Or maybe, oh my gosh, he's a raw milk terrorist, go take him out with the NDAA. Well, Dick Durbin never met a dietary supplement that he didn't want to ban. He'll cry about it too. Has put an amendment to this year's NDAA. And the House passed its version of the bill in May. Now it's in the Senate. And what is this thing doing? There are three amendments. The First Amendment would require military electronic health records to include data regarding supplement adverse events experienced by servicemen and women. Of course, no mention of the adverse events due to vaccinations. No mention of the adverse events due to SSRI medication. None of that is going to be included, but, oh, we got to worry about the supplements. Thank you, Dick Durbin. This type of information is already gathered by the FDA. You don't need the Department of Defense doing it. I mean, don't they have enough trouble trying to keep us safe or maybe doing things that they shouldn't be doing already? Let's see. What else we got? I tell you what, it's amazing, this Durbin guy. Somebody needs to retire him. Is he running for re-election, or can he be just sent home out to pasture? Turn him into
he is. He's been around for a long time. And like you said, I mean, I remember talking about him just way back in the day. Didn't he have something to do with Ephedra and the situation with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was big on that, despite the fact that at the end of the day, the government's own RAND report determined that the actual number of people who died from Ephedra may have been one. May, all those years ago. And, of course, pseudoephedrine still on the market. Not the real stuff, yeah. Yeah, I know.
And how many people are dying every year from psychotropic drugs, according to the lead researcher at that Cochrane facility?
Mm-hmm. It's scary.
I think you said something like 500,000 a year?
It's a scary lot. Yeah, exactly. Ah. So that's why these people are deranged. Maybe Dick Durbin has one too many cats. You think? It could be the case.
Yeah, could be. Or maybe his middle name is Neil.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You know, as I say, Neil Diamond, his concerts this year, just happened to, I have to go back to this. It's 2015. The guy's 74. And he's like the top grossing artist in the concert arena tours this year. Not that that matters, but
did you just say he's the grossest artist in...
Yeah, of course, throw it back at
me. Is that what you said?
Look, we got another Neil coming up, Neil Young, talking about that a little later. But let's go into this doctor. You know what upsets me? Maybe I'm being culturalist in this regard. But this guy wrote an op-ed, and this is the kind of stuff people are reading. It's kind of sent out through the news wires, and it's picked up, Yahoo News, wherever. The three reasons so many people are getting cancer. This is by a Dr. Bhavesh Malar from Central State Medical Center in Freehold, New Jersey. Now, am I wrong? And I may be. Call me up, let me know, to try and hold somebody from India or Pakistan in Asia to a higher standard of understanding natural medicine and real causes of disease. Because homeopathy is a mainstay. Ayurvedic medicine has been around for thousands of years. And this guy now, he's a medical doctor. Obviously, some sort of Asian heritage, likely Indian heritage. Board-certified hematologist and oncologist on staff at this particular medical center in Freehold, New Jersey, where they hold on to your freedom and don't let it go. Ooh, I just saw a nice lightning bolt. Super Don, be prepared, because out my studio window, we've got a nice little lightning storm going on, just in case. So I just want to get you your wheels turning on this story. First thing, if you ask, what are the three reasons so many people are getting cancer? One, older people get cancer more often, and we're getting older. Yeah, I know. It's like, this is the level of intelligence coming out of the medical community. And I just find it inexcusable. And so he's saying it's because we're getting older. That's why. Well, really, explain that, as I've said so many years ago, and I'll say it again, to all the children getting cancer. It's because you're getting older. It's because children are living longer than they used to, ever before. Children are older than they used to be. No, nothing to do with chronic diseases, toxicological issues, deficiencies in nutrients. No, they're just getting older. That's why there's more cancer. Number two on the list, obesity. Obesity. Always with the obesity. Just blame the fat people, right?
Okay.
Again, never the questioning of why people are obese. Oh, they're just eating too much. Really? Is that the case? I'll hazard a guess that the empty calories that those people are eating, particularly the poorest and the most obese among us, are eating probably equivalent calories to just about anybody else, maybe even less, but the reality is those calories are empty, they're devoid of nutrients, and they're filled with additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, heavy metals, plastifiers, and of course all of these things have nothing to do with cancer, no. Even though the World Health Organization now acknowledges glyphosate as a possible cause of cancer, it's obesity, right? To say obesity is a cop-out. What's in the fat? What's the body retaining? It's not fat that causes you to get cancer.
So far, I'm trying to find the science behind what this guy is saying.
Well, listen, to his credit, it's an opinion piece. So we're letting our opinion be known,
too. Yeah, because scientists don't have opinions.
Right, right. They do have other things that smell worse. Certain cancer types are on the rise. This is the third thing. What is that? You're trying to find out why, the reasons. The reasons. There's another lightning bolt. So we must be on to something here. The reasons. It's because certain cancer types are on the rise. That's not a reason. That's not a reason. Come on. Then he goes right to HPV, the human papillomavirus. We on this show, with Professor Peter Duesberg from UC Berkeley, went on and revealed the peer-reviewed paper, published and everything, that showed that human papillomavirus was not the cause, could not be the cause of cervical cancer. Yet he's going right to that. Why? Because he wants to promote you to get what? Cervarix and Gardasil.
And we found out yesterday cabbage helps with HPV, doesn't it?
Yeah, cabbage is a much better reversal agent over chemotherapy even to reverse cervical cancer from whatever it's caused by, not HPV, which you can clear with a decent immune system with most people. Well, I'll say most people have, but most women that contract this or come into contact with HPV may not ever know it. They'll clear it, their own immune system. Then he goes to gastrointestinal cancers, but doesn't say why. He just says they affect the stomach, gallbladder, liver, pancreas, and bowel. Okay. Why? Well, no information there. oh, maybe it's a hepatitis C infection. He goes right to all of the lies of Big Pharma here and the scientific community that has never even isolated a hepatitis C virus. And he's going to all of that.
This is all this is.
This is garbage. This is absolute trash. And yet it's mainstream media reporting a doctor says, right? And he points to IBS, acid reflux. This allows the cancer to spread. Well, why do you have IBS? No mention. Then he goes to skin cancer. Oh, my gosh, stay out of the sun. Stay out of the sun. And we've talked about the sun preventing cancer, not causing it, of course.
So this we've got a headline that's promising us the three reasons, and there's not a single reason in this article.
No, and we're going to correct it now because we do have a question of the day. We do.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day comes from Rich G. Richard. Greetings, Robert. We met in Las Vegas at the Go Raw Cafe. Hey, Go Raw Cafe. Rod at the Go Raw Cafe. There's two of them in Las Vegas. I miss that place. He says, I've recently purchased your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, and found the part where you recommend the sovereign silver and the aloe one for healing the gut, the dysbiosis, etc. I have a concern is that I now live in Moscow, not Russia, but Idaho. That's closer than Las Vegas. Are you kidding me? A little bit, anyway. Which is about as far away from a location of the Aloe One products distribution without leaving the country. It's no problem obtaining the silver here, but how do I get the aloe? I don't want it to lose its potency, its viability, and shipping, etc. All right, granted, it'll take a few days to get out there, but they'll do like a three-day, and it's shipped to you frozen. By the time you get it, it'll still be mostly frozen, in fact, because it's packaged in a way, so you're not going to have that problem. So if you're on the West Coast, I know that no health food store is going to carry the Aloe One because they're just not set up to carry a frozen product shipped from Florida. But it is worth it if you can do it, even in Moscow, Idaho, to have them ship it to you. Go to Aloe One, aloe1.com. Now, I will say this, as a second tier level, if you can't for any reason, you're far around the world and you can't get it, there are aloe vera products that are available to you in health food stores, but they will come as pasteurized preserved products. You're not going to get the vitality and the beauty of a real raw aloe product, like we're going to talk about raw milk. But it will be an effective carrier agent for the silver. So you won't get the horsepower of the aloe as much, but you'll still get the silver delivered. So if you can't do it, I'm just going to say I don't want you not to do it just because of that. But don't give up.
Third, yeah. As a plan C, just give Robert a call. He'll drive it to you.
I will. In Nashville, Tennessee, we'll drive it up there because we're going to be there with Michael, Dr. Michael Haley from Stockton Aloe One at the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists. And you can join us, too. You don't even have to be a colon hydrotherapist. You don't even have to be a colon like Dick Durbin. You can, in fact, it's better that you're not. And then you can join us. We'll have a good time. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm just having some more cat memories coming back to me. Maybe I was schizophrenic back then. I don't know. Just forgetting those things. Super Don, when my son was a baby, right? You know, I'm homeopath. We do herbs. We do all kinds of different things. We not vaccinated, never had antibiotics in our kids. Of course, we were the antibiotic generation. But there was, you know, a time where he was, you know, baby, a little gassy, right? So we do homeopathy, we did some herbs. And some of the herbs, you know, one of the herbs we used was catnip. Catnip was indicated. Yeah, believe it or not, catnip was indicated as an herb for, you know, some gaseous intestinal issues with an infant, right? And we did have a cat, because a cat would be all in his face when we did that. It's like suddenly, you're the favorite new kid on the block. You just had some catnip. Give me some of that.
Cats are gassy too, so.
Yeah, so I don't know if catnip can be used for gas in cats or not, but they'll go crazy. The cats go crazy when you give them the catnip. Anyway, I went crazy eating Mickey Doodles all my life until I, you know, woke up one day and said, you know, this food's not food. It's not good for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see the stocks soaring with Chipotle, and other companies are following the lead and saying, can we reduce our GMOs? Can, you know, even some of the big manufacturers, we talk about Nestle wanting to pull out artificial ingredients. And we know the trend is there. Of course, the skeptics are going to say, well, there's no science, just like the AMA say. There's no science to support your philosophical or religious reason. Oh, that's why it's a philosophical or religious reason. But even if it's a scientific reason, we can disagree. But they do not take disagreement all that well. They do not play well with others, the pseudoscientists, the pseudo-skeptics. Now, what is the answer for McDonald's? Because it's sort of like a disaster in PR. Remember when they hired Grant Imahara from Mythbusters to say, what's in the French fries?
Yeah, wasn't that great?
I mean, we played as like, no, this is not, no, not good. Because he was honest about everything in it. You're like 19 ingredients or 18. Oh, and there's a 19th, and it was like acrylamide or something. I don't know. Not good. You just want potatoes, maybe a little sea salt, right? You know, I know you fried in some oil, but no, it was not good. So McDonald's is suffering maybe a similar fate to SeaWorld, because SeaWorld did not handle their PR well after Blackfish came out. And it's affected attendance at SeaWorld Parks. They didn't get ahead of what the consciousness shift is here about, you know, basically stealing these higher-order animals from the ocean. You might say it's for research, and then putting them in a little pen, if you will. And it's changed. The thoughts on that have changed, and they just resist it. The thoughts on food are changing as well. And McDonald's is trying to figure it out. They brought on kale. I don't think that's really done anything to their stock price, quite honestly. And it's certainly not brought me or any of our listeners back into the McDonald's fold that I know of. So what have they done? They've gone out and hired the ex-Obama press secretary as head of communications. What's his name? Robert Gibbs.
Robert Gibbs, yes.
The spinner, right? They're all spinners at that level.
I was really surprised by this, actually. Anybody, if you don't know who Robert Gibbs is by name, if you see him, you're totally going to recognize him because he was the face of the Obama administration for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is about that press secretary role, what are they a master at? Spin doctrine. Spinning anything. Spinning everything. So what does it tell you about McDonald's intention? To become clean and transparent about what they're doing, or to spin what they're doing so it sounds like it's clean and transparent, much like the Obama administration has been
Let's
trying to do.
Let's think about this for a second, yeah. though. If you want to try and create a better image for yourself, is it really a smart move to hire a former press secretary of the President of the United States to now represent your cheeseburgers and fries?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that really lends itself to a new image. I think people will look at him and go, oh, that's the guy that was Barack Obama's press secretary. I mean, what is he going to do? He was talking about war and, you know, health care and all that stuff, and mm-hmm. now he's going to try and talk to people about McChicken nuggets? I mean,
well, maybe it's like maybe a, it's. You know, listen, the McDonald's stock is going down. It went down almost 0.5%. And it's not helping. Perhaps they're trying to reduce labor costs by bringing in more illegal immigrants. I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, an Obama administration thing. I don't. I'm just speculating. But the idea, if you really want to change things, it's not to hire a spin doctor, especially if you're targeting the millennials, which you know you are, but you're losing them because they know authenticity when they hear it, and they know when they don't. And spinning them, that generation is not going to work. It's over. Yeah, we were gullible, the Generation Xers, the baby boomers gullible, right? Even some of the World War II generation gullible in the 20th century. But the millennials are not falling for it as easily, and they're not going to go back for your McBurgers, whatever they're made of, or your McFries. But we're going to be at doing, well, raw milk, coming back after this.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, this segment, The Pause That Refreshes. Back with one of our old friends here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. David Gumpert is back, and we've got links to him and his new book we're going to get to. We're talking raw milk. I think it's the only real milk. Why is it so controversial, though? I mean, it's so hard to get to the accurate information. Anybody mentioned raw milk and people run into trees. Ah! Why? What happened? And that's the reason, I believe, and he can confirm this, that he wrote the Raw Milk Answer Book. What you really need to know about our most controversial food. David Gumpert, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it's great to be here, Robert.
Well, David, I had my raw milk today. Of course, I bought it for my pets, which I don't have yet, but we drank it. We're fine. The kids drink it. They love it. Why so controversial? What are we missing here? Because I grew up always drinking pasteurized, homogenized milk, had no idea how dangerous that could be.
Right. I'm in the same boat. I grew up drinking the same thing and didn't realize till about 6-7 years ago that raw milk even existed. But it's controversial for, I'd say, two big reasons. One is that it had some bad history going back to the mid-late 1800s and early 1900s, and before we really had much of an understanding about how illness is communicated and about bacteria and about the importance of sanitation and keeping milk cold and things like that. We had some pretty serious outbreaks of things like typhoid and tuberculosis and brucellosis, and so you had a lot of children and adults getting very sick and dying, and thousands in some cases. And so raw milk became kind of the solution to that problem in the early 1900s. I'd say the other part of the that experience has stayed with many in the public health community. They see pasteurization is one of the great public health achievements in all history.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that now we're going to, many people want to go back to raw milk is like saying to those people, hey, that really, what you think that was the greatest health, public health achievement, but maybe not. And but the other part of it is because of the history and because of the reliance on pasteurized milk to kind of solve the problem, you have this huge industry that grew up, the processed milk industry, and that's now an industry that's probably over $100 billion in value. Well, there's a lot at stake, and they see raw milk, among other things, as competition, and that industry has turned into kind of an oligopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't like competition. Oligarchs don't like competition.
Not at all. I mean, the attacks on family farmers.
Like Russia. They don't like it in Russia, and the oligarchs in Russia don't like it, and the oligarchs in the U.S. don't like it.
Yeah.
And so,
David, we cover a lot of the attacks on these family farms, even the Amish, yeah. The whole idea is we've got to stop this raw milk thing, and it's like not commensurate to the real risk associated with, if we look at, pasteurized milk consumption, there are real risks associated with that. We argue on the basis of freedom. We're not arguing that we want diseases to occur, but also recognizing that a whole healthful milk, all mammals start there. Now, whether you want to continue there beyond infancy, that's up to you, but it can be a helpful medicinal drink, in my opinion, if you know what you're drinking.
Oh, absolutely. There's some very serious studies out of Europe, over 20,000 kids involved, showing that raw milk protects against asthma and allergies. Very, very persuasive evidence in about 3 or 4 research studies that have come out over the last 7-8 years. And so, there's a lot of evidence, and then that together with a lot of anecdotal evidence is pretty persuasive. So, no, there are people who are getting a lot of benefit from raw milk, and that's part of why that market is growing. And if you look at the history of the pasteurized milk business over the last 20-25 years, that's a steady downward trend. So, they're going in opposite directions, and that makes the oligarchs unhappy.
We're talking with David Gumpert, and we've had him on before. He's wonderful. He's got the Raw Milk Answer book. It's been out just for a little while here, and we've got it linked up into Amazon or wherever you want to go to get it. He also is a member of RAWMI, RAWMI, Executive Advisory Council. What does RAWMI stand for?
RAWMI stands for the Raw Milk Institute, and that's a group that has sprung up, I think it's about 3-4 years ago, at the behest of Mark McAfee, the owner of Organic Pastures Dairy Company, the largest raw dairy in the country, based out in California. But he saw a need to create an education organization for small dairies to help them produce the safest possible raw milk. And So what they, in order to be accredited by the Raw Milk Institute, RAMI, you have to go through, jump through a lot of hoops in terms of safety and sanitation to show that your dairy is producing very safe and clean milk.
Yeah, so if we're looking at this, it isn't like the farmers are arguing that we just want to put out, you know, a garbage product. Quite the opposite. Obviously, with all the scrutiny on raw milk, you have everything to lose should somebody, you know, have a problem or claim that there is a problem. I would think it would be more stringent in terms of the care and the guidelines and, you know, ultimately the delivery to market on a local level, because this is a local product primarily, than the whole pasteurized factory farming methodology.
Yeah, most producers of raw milk are very safety conscious. But as you say, if there are any incidents, any outbreaks, the opponents, the public health community, the medical community, the various lawyers out there, and various organizations against raw milk will seize on those incidents and make a huge deal out of them. So it's really incumbent on the raw dairy producers to not just produce decent milk, but to produce the safest possible milk. And so, like you said, there's a lot of pressure on them, and RAMI is trying to organize all that, and they've done a really great job. They've had some of the first public education forums on raw milk. I mean, it's amazing to think that, but you know, because there's so much anti-raw milk sentiment from regulators and from the medical community, there's a almost like a ban on education. There's a ban on research involving raw milk. I mentioned the research that's been done that was done out of Europe, but there's been no research done to speak of in the United States for many, many years because of this hostility to raw milk.
Well, it's anti-science, can't we say that? We can't investigate that, right? And that's ironic because, of course, the same thing has happened with a plant that God created that is called cannabis. They prohibited a lot of the research into this. Also, the attacks on a lot of these farmers. We've brought on folks from the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund before, and David, I think we've even talked to you about that. I think you're involved in maybe at a fundraiser coming up in August in Virginia. Do you have any information about that for those that can plan ahead?
Yeah, that's there's information about that at the website of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. I think if you plug in farmtoconsumer.org, it's at Joel Salatin's farm in the Shenandoah Mountains in Virginia. It's a beautiful spot. He has a famous farm where he does all these amazing tricks with raising chickens and raising pigs and raising cattle and moving fences around, and he does a personal tour of the farm as part of this day on August 15th when people gather at the farm. There'll probably be a few hundred people there for that tour, and so it's good to reserve early. But it's a great event.
Nice. Now, I want to remind everybody, there's a Raw Milk Answer Book. If you have been on the fence, not sure about real milk, as I call it, or maybe you've got family members or friends that look at you squirrely-eyed because you actually know how good raw milk is, and they don't. Maybe, just maybe, the Raw Milk Answer Book could be your answer, right? What you really need to know about, as David Gumper calls it and others do, our most controversial food. Now, what about those, you know, those big things now, e-books and audiobooks? Are there any other ways to get this kind of information out there for the new delivery of the way people read or listen to books?
Well, the book is available, as you suggested, as an e-book. It's also available in print form. And I just finished spending last week producing an audiobook. And I had great help from someone your listeners are familiar with, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. And she asks the questions. So she's the questioner and I'm the answerer. And I think it comes off really well. It's just being the actual editing and production of it is just being completed. And hopefully it'll be out within the next few weeks.
Very very cool. There you go. Roseanne balancing out the raw masculinity of David Jumper with a great audiobook version. That's great. Roseanne's the author of The Nature of Healing as well, natureofhealing.org. That's really cool, David. I love that. So in getting this information out there, again, other surprising things that as you've gone deeper and deeper in this, because I didn't realize how recent you also came to this realization, how you grew up on the wrong kind of milk all those years ago as well.
Yes, yes. Well, there are so many misconceptions about raw milk out there, and that was part of what encouraged me finally to just do a straightforward book on with raising more than 200 questions about raw milk. And I mean, some of them are there are a lot of people who think if they go to the grocery store and they buy organic milk, that's raw milk. It's not, and in fact, it's usually ultra high temperature pasteurized milk. So it's the furthest thing from raw milk. There are a lot of people who think that the cows that provide the raw milk are raised on pasture, mm-hmm. that it can't be contaminated, it can't have pathogens in it, and that is also not true. Milk that comes from grass-fed cows can, unfortunately, be contaminated.
So you're not sugarcoating this. You're letting it all out there.
This isn't a pro raw milk.
It's just
milk.
Revealing this. Well, David, we're out of time here, but Moyle, you're always welcome here. You know that. And thank you for putting out this book, the Raw Milk Answer Book. This is about time, and David Gumpert's the man to do it. So thank you, David. We'll be back with a little bit of Neil Young and a little baseball story. Yes, kind of funny. We're going to cover it next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-855-8255. 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Notes for you. That's Neil Young. I'll be honest. I'm not a big Neil Young fan. I remember Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Neil Young had some great "Rust Never Sleeps," some great songs. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't my thing. But yeah. I respect this man more by each passing day. He did a whole song basically targeting Monsanto and GMOs, yeah. And now he's put Starbucks in the crosshairs. He's like, you talk about protest music, it's alive again. I mean, this guy hasn't gone away. I love it. He's boycotting Starbucks.
He's still living back in the 60s. Yeah. Still has that same attitude. And listen, I'll tell you, Neil Young, mm-hmm. not my favorite. You were talking Crosby, Stills, Young, Nash and Young way mm-hmm. back in the day.
That goes so far back, but yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah, it's not my favorite stuff. But he did come out. This particular song I had forgotten about. This was kind mm-hmm. of fun.
Yeah, everybody's becoming corporate, right? You know, shills for different global corporations.
In the music video, Michael Jackson and Spuds McKenzie for Budweiser and all that stuff. He was really making a good point.
Yeah, Monsanto, U.S. Corporation, everybody loves to hate. Target of Neil Young now. Let's see. Rock Starbucks is reportedly set to be included on Young's next album. This is, again, the album, the Monsanto years. And Willie Nelson's son Lucas and Mike are part of it. And they played a surprise show earlier this year in San Luis Obispo, but he says he used to do Starbucks all the time, yeah. And now that they're including GMO agrochemicals in their coffees and things, he's like not going to do it. He says, "I used to line up and get my latte every day, but yesterday was my last one." Neil Young, how cool is that? Yeah.
Yep.
Now, I've never been a Starbucks guy. The best I can do, like when we were at Autism One in the hotel, they had a Starbucks.
Yes.
I went in and got my hot water, so I put in my organic yerba mate and my organic.
Yeah, me too. I didn't drink any of the Starbucks coffee at all. I was, yeah.
You're not being as forthright as Neil Young is here. I have a suspicion, sneaking suspicion.
I'll tell you what, when I saw Starbucks was there, I was like, hallelujah.
Yeah, but you didn't get the ones with all of the crap in it, because they've got some drinks that they'll swirl stuff in it and mix stuff in it.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
like,
I'm a straight coffee guy.
I heard like it's more than like a liter of Coke or something of sugar. Of GMO sugar and
yeah,
some of these things.
Yeah, you almost have to go back and say, you know, I'd like some coffee with my sugar, please.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now, I'm waiting for the day where you can bring, like, your enema bucket into a Starbucks and they'll give you organic coffee,
Robert,
fill it right up.
Jesus.
What? No, not good? Not good? Not good. Did I ruin it for everybody? I'm sorry. I'm just too committed to helping people clean their livers, I guess.
Listen, I'll give you this much. It's been a while since you've thrown the enema joke thing at me, so...
I have. It's been okay to do it every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, what a show, man. David Gumpert was great, and oh, so cool to have Stuart Tomka back on, and now we got CannaVest. Now we got reliable connection to the source. Buy one, get one free. Code is RSB50. You can go to CannaVest.com or 855-758-7223. 855-758-7223. I went to the website while we were on the show tonight, shocked by the fractioning of the pricing, and still the same or better, in fact, quality as we get closer and closer. Yeah, no, this was really good. Hey, go ahead.
Real quick, you were asking about Neil Sedaka earlier.
Yes, I was.
Breaking Up Is Hard to Do was probably the number one song.
Can you sing it for me? I can't remember the tune. Just real quick, a cappella. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. Give me them two.
I can't right at the moment.
Oh, man. You, the a cappella producer, and you don't even come through for me. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'm the bass guy. I'm not the lead singer.
Well, you can do the doo-wop and the bass side. All right, we'll figure it out later. But another Neil. Neil Diamond, Neil Young, Neil Sedaka. Hey, this is a funny headline. I grew up, I love baseball. You know, my dad was from Brooklyn, Yankees fan. So I grew up, now my son is not as much into it because I'm not as into it. You know, our what we feel is important has changed and transformed. But this newspaper headline has caught my attention. And it's not because it's necessarily baseball, but it's just the headline. The headline. This is great. There's a pitcher that's come up, and he's made it into the major leagues. First time in 20 years, he can pitch righty and lefty. And so headline says...
Those guys are dangerous on the mound. Yeah.
Right, but the headline says, amphibious pitcher makes his debut. He's amphibious. What?
Well, you know, if you look at the picture of him there, he does kind of look like a frog.
Either that or a duck. You can throw underwater. No, it's supposed to be ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
Yeah. All right, make sure, Super Don, we get the link out to the Epic Times video we did on the failure of Obamacare and the collapse if the Supreme Court does what it should do and what happens next. In the meantime, we'll be back outside the box. Ty Bollinger tomorrow. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.